what you're doing. Later on, switch on TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wives, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, sir, we are here. Monday night to start the week off again. Every weeknight, Monday through Friday, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, we are expanding our coverage, as you can see. Each and every night, new listeners. Each and every day, new listeners. Because people are searching for something other than the ho-hum pablum of the mainstream media and regular so-called talk radio. And that's where we come in, right? You bet. Well, tonight we have an open forum, and I have a lot to talk about because I'd really like to talk mainly tonight about the greatest enemy from within that we have that is destroying our people and destroying her sustenance, and that has to do with taxation and the Internal Revenue Service. Since April 15th, April Fool's Day, is coming upon us very rapidly. Throughout the rest of the week, we have guests each and every weeknight. Tomorrow night, Father John O'Connor, who is a traditional Catholic priest, and of course he has produced a number of videos, and his latest one, The Annihilation of America. And that is on behalf of the Zionists, as he says. Those who survive will envy the dead. And then, of course, later in the week, we have other interesting guests. Of course, Friday night, we do have someone who's from my neck of the woods, Tim. Tim is really a constitutionalist who's beginning the local chapters of the Constitution Party up here in Rhode Island. And he also is spearheading a drive for homeschooling. Homeschooling, getting out of the public system and shutting it down, shutting down its influence over the minds and hearts and souls of your children. You don't want to miss that broadcast either, because many of you listening to me, I know, are very much involved in that movement as well. And throughout the week, we have very interesting programs and guests. So I'm not going to spill the beans and tell you who all of them are, but I'll give you a little bit of a hint, as I already have. Someone who deals, one of the managing editors of the Washington Report on the Middle East Affairs publication from Washington, she will be with us Thursday night to talk about AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, and how it runs America, how it controls America. So you stay tuned. Wednesday night, a very interesting guest who is basically, well, I'm not going to give it away, but he has predicted a lot of things, including the first 9/11. So we'll talk to this man and find out exactly who and what he is, all right? Well, anyway, that's the lineup. Oh, my, what a busy, busy schedule. You know, all you have to do tonight is just pick up the phone, and you can call me direct. Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America, the Paul Revere of talk radio. You can do that by dialing 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Only in America. Can a pizza get to your house faster than an ambulance? Okay, we'll be back with more colloquialisms and much more tonight, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Stay tuned.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Giordano Cafe, a healthy coffee gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Giordano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy to take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
And we're back to start the program tonight on this Monday night. Rick Adams, your radio Avenger. Well, before I go any further, I know many of you out there who listen to me have some problems with pain. Very serious, arthritic, crippling pain. Well, now you can live pain-free and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery. And it's called InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis and the agonizing pain that you've been suffering with. Again, it's called InflaEase. InflaEase. To order this amazing product, all you have to do is dial 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. It's the natural answer for inflammation. Again, the number, 800-243-5242. Well, our number here is 800-313-9443. I'll have a little bit of fun for a couple of minutes before I get right into the topic of our greatest enemy, the enemy within, and that happens to be the tax man. Only in America are there handicapped parking places in front of the skating rink. Only in America do drugstores make the sick walk all the way to the back of the store to get their prescriptions while healthy people can buy cigarettes at the front, right? How's that? Well, only in America do people order double cheeseburgers, large fries, and a Diet Coke. How's that, huh? tells us something about us, doesn't it? Only in America do we use the word politics to describe the process so well. Poly, in Latin, meaning many, and ticks, meaning blood-sucking creatures. Oh, I love this guy. I love this Rick Adams. All right. Ever wonder why the sun lightens our hair but darkens our skin? Why don't you ever see the headline, Psychic Wins Lottery? Well, we got a psychic coming on. Oh, I shouldn't have given that away. All right. Why is it that doctors call what they do practice, ladies and gentlemen? Huh? Why is it that to stop Windows 98, you have to click on Start? Why is lemon juice made with artificial flavor and dishwashing liquid made with real lemons? Tell me. Tell me. Can somebody explain these anomalies to me? Incredible, huh? Unbelievable. Why don't sheep shrink when it rains? Why are they called apartments when they are all stuck together? These are some interesting questions, huh? I think they're fascinating, if you ask me. All right, a couple of more here. This is interesting. You know, I think this is fantastic. The World's Thinnest Books, French War Heroes by Jacques Chirac. How I Served My Country by Jane Fonda. No, she's got her new book out right now. How to Build Your Own Airplane by John Denver. Amelia Earhart's Guide to the Pacific. Detroit, a Travel Guide. That's one of the thinnest books. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mike Tyson's Guide to Dating Etiquette. The Amish Phone Directory. Wow. My Wild Years by Al Gore. All right, I've had enough of that. That's quite enough, Rick. All right. Anyway. Well, yeah, this is the week when all of those diligent little slaves, all of those little serfs go down to the post office. They mail their income taxes. Yeah, by midnight, Friday night, April 15th, they're all yippity-doo in line. You know, you can't go near the local post office on that day, right? You wouldn't want to, especially that night. Oh, I mean, all of the TV stations are out there rolling the cameras, taking pictures and talking to the people who are all goose-stepping in line to pay Uncle Sap what they feel they owe the government. Or in many cases, filing their tax returns, of course, so they can get money back from the government. Isn't that nice of Uncle Sap, stealing our hard-earned fruits of our labors? And then if we're nice enough, well, he'll give us a few pennies back. And didn't George Bush do that with a little bit of tax credits here and there? Well, yeah, I guess he did with one hand as he was taking with the other. And take he has. This administration has doubled non-defense spending, my friends, not just defense spending, non-defense as well. Increase the budget to astronomical limits. Increase taxes, of course, because the overall burden of government is in taxation, direct and indirect. Don't be fooled. And now, of course, we read that he has hired hundreds upon hundreds of new tax enforcers. These are the people that work for Uncle Sap. They supposedly work for you, but they're really taxing you off of your property. And then the IRS puts out all this nonsense about how if you just pay your fair share, why, the government would be happy and the government would run smoothly and 80% of our national debt would be gone. Well, of course, we know that's absolutely false. And the fact of the matter is, if everyone who is, quote, required to pay his or her taxes to the government on every single penny of income earned, quote, unquote, the government would be far bigger and would have far greater deficits than it currently has. And the reason is very simple. Government has an insatiable appetite for more. You can't put government on a diet. There's no way you can do it. And I've said many times, and I'll say it again, when we are ready to deal with this monster called government, we will starve it to death. Starve the monster. You see, it wasn't Saddam Hussein that went into your bank account last week and stole money. He wasn't even in Iraq as prime minister. But it wasn't him 3 or 4 or 5 years ago that did. And it wasn't the Iranian parliament that did. Not Rafsanjani, nor any of the others, Assad of Syria,
or even Mr. Kim Jong-il of North Korea. None of these rascals did that. Plus, we've got Ariel Sharon in the United States this week with his hands out, as usual. And his waist expanding to new heights and new great depths after eating so gluttonously from the American table. But you see, even they haven't done this to us. Your own government has done this to you. Your government is the greatest enemy you have. I say this every time we get on the air that I have an opportunity to talk about it. The greatest enemy the United States and its people have is Washington, D.C. Now, I'm not an unpatriotic person. I'm not telling you that we are, a nation of that needs to overthrow the government or do this or do that. And that, the communists are coming to take us over through external means, through the border. I'm not saying any of this. What I'm telling you is no greater enemy exists for the American public today, the working public, than the government of the United States. It eats away not only your wallet through various and sundry means, but your freedom. Your freedom. Right now, your freedom to travel is being compromised in rather subtle ways through the gasoline tax and through the gasoline price increases. This is one additional way of impinging on America's traditional freedom as we approach Memorial Day weekend and the summer ahead. This is what we face. These globalists, these criminals that run the government, and I mean people whose faces you've never seen, whose names you might never have heard, are running America into the toilet. The IRS has claimed another victim. This past February 25th, a San Francisco, or Sacramento area, California businessman who stopped withholding taxes from his employees' paychecks was convicted of all but one of 14 federal charges. Walter Al Thompson, 58, owner of SenCal Sales Company and SenCal Aviation Products, had become a hero to a majority of what is sometimes called the Tax Patriot Movement or Tax Honesty Movement. Thompson could face 68 years in prison, a life sentence at his age, and more than $3 million in fines when he comes up for sentencing this week. How do you like that? He was charged with conspiring to defraud the government and failing to collect and pay thousands of dollars from the wages and salaries of his employees. Now, can you imagine conspiring to defraud the most fraudulent government on the face of this planet, the United States Treasury and the U.S. government? That is a laugh and a half. That's like speaking of the, quote, liberation of Europe during World War II, when we really mean enslavement of Europe. And that's exactly what we did, by the way. But here's another example of newspeak, another example of Orwellian doublespeak, brought to you not only by your friendly government Gestapo agent, the IRS, but also by your dumb media pundits, who are nothing more than handmaidens of the government. How do you like that? We are bombarded on all fronts by liars, thieves, and criminals who seek to make you a slave of the state. Well, that's not how this country was founded. In fact, it was founded just on the opposite principles. What do you think? Our number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, your radio avenger. We'll be right back with more Uncensored Radio Free America right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Pain. medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Today, we're all going to learn a new term. It's only two words. Now listen closely. Can all of you say constructive fraud?
Constructive fraud!
Did you ever get the feeling, as you're staring at the ceiling, that this game of life we play ain't fair? Seems as fast as we can make it, there's a hand that grabs and takes it till they find us in a grave somewhere. Like a rodent on a treadmill, we keep pushing for it uphill, but we never seem to get too far. Well, if you think you're being taken, then you're ready to awaken to the truth of what we really are. We're all indentured, servitudal slaves, overburdened and bewildered, feudal knaves, who have lost our soul posterity through ignorance and apathy, and now we're being taxed out of our graves. And as long as we stay passive, we'll succumb, contented with some socialistic crumb. Well, the naked truth and fact is we're all saps who pay our taxes, and that is why the banks do.
All righty, yeah, that tells it all, doesn't it? Oh, thank you for that, Paul. We're going to play more of that someday soon. Probably tonight, maybe, huh? That's Carl Klang, by the way, a great composer, as you can see, and also a great performer. And we're going to have him on the program, too, one of these nights very soon. But right now we've got people ready to talk about
the monster of the Infernal Revenue Service and what is happening to us from within in this great empire. Oh, he's not there, Mr. Austin? Austin from Austin, I'm sorry. Okay, you can dial right back right now if you'd like at 800-313-9443, and we will put you right on the air. I just had to have a few bars of Carl Klang, huh? 800-313-9443, yeah. We're talking about this monster called the IRS, and, one night... John Statmiller called into the program here, the owner, and said, Rick, you got a lot of courage, I'll say that. I said, well, I don't know. You know, I can call it courage, guts, whatever, but I don't know about you, but I've reached the point in life where I really don't care anymore. And I'm going to tell it like it is, and I'm going to challenge all enemies that we have, domestic as well as foreign. The enemies of the United States, from the White House to the Congress to the Supreme Court of the land, and I'm going to tell them just what I think of them. And quite honestly, I don't care what they do, to be honest. I've reached that point, and I think you should too. America is at a critical crossroad now. We are now being taxed out of our eyeballs. We are being taxed off the ground which we walk on. We are being raped and pillaged and destroyed from within, and the enemies are at the gates there at our borders, as we've said so many times. And yet, we do nothing but continue to fork it over. We continue to be good slaves for the criminals in Washington. Good serfs. Be good boys now, because if you ain't, we're going to come take you. We're going to put you away. Well, the British said the same thing. They said the same thing during the Revolutionary War. And you know what we said in response. Pow, pow, pow. We didn't take it. We've got a different breed of Americans today. We've got a bunch of sissies, a bunch of femmes who are call themselves men. We've got a nation that sits down and watches ball games every minute of every day. And that's exactly the way the bureaucrats, the little Gestapo agents in Washington, the IRS, loves it. They love it. They put congressmen in jail. Even judges who dared to step out of line. When are we going to say enough is enough? That's the question I've always asked. And I'll tell you, I'm beginning to get to that point where I say enough is enough. You've crossed the line. You've gone beyond the call of duty in your theft and plunder of the American public. We ain't going to take it anymore. The enemy is not Saddam Hussein or Assad in Syria or even Kim Jong-un or that gang that runs Red China. They wouldn't even be in power if it wasn't for the treasonous gang in Washington from World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, right up to the present. And the new war in the Middle East, the neocon socialist Zionist wars. They are bankrupting you and your children. And I agree with Congressman Ron Paul. All this talk about taxes and how oppressive the income tax has become. Watch out. The same people now who are singing that tune, some of them, not us, but some of them, have an ulterior motive, and they're trying to foist upon us a new tax, supposedly to alleviate the burdens of the federal income tax. Call it a consumer tax, a VAT tax, value-added tax, any kind of national sales tax. Don't fall for it. Don't be deceived. A flat rate tax, all of it is pablum. Let's get back to constitutional taxes. The income tax was never passed constitutionally, the 16th Amendment, any more than the 14th Amendment was legally passed. Absolutely not true. And we've got the facts to back it up. And we'll talk about these things some night. All right, right now it's time for a break. When we come back, your calls will be next, I promise you. Jump aboard. Right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger. I'm mad as heck, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks have become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Welcome, fellow Eloi. Hello, the Morlocks have you in control. Oh, yes. From the time machine. How apt and how apropos, huh? You bet it is. No question about it. We are slaves and serfs. And I dare anybody to call me up tonight on this program and tell me any differently. The American public is the most cowardly, the most submissive, the most bamboozled, brainwashed, and stupefied public anywhere. I think we're even more regimented sometimes than in communist China. I mean, you talk about the uniforms there and the militarism and everything. Let me tell you something. They don't have anything on America. This nation today has become a dumbed-down slave camp nation. I'm sorry to have to say that. It may offend some of your precious ears, but the fact of the matter is, I dare anyone to argue with me. People are frightened to death at the thought of the IRS. Our founding fathers would have just absolutely gone bonkers and said, "Are you crazy, you Americans? That's what we fought for. Freedom. Freedom of worship, freedom of prayer, all of these things, and yes, economic freedom. Economic freedom is the basis of political liberty. And don't let any wiseacre, left-wing socialist, breast-beating, chest-thumping liberal tell you any wise or anything different, because that's exactly what we
need to understand. Our freedom wasn't won with a registered gun. Yes, that's right. But our freedom is meaningless without the right to property. Private property is the cornerstone of all human liberty, all human freedom. And this country today, as we speak, the Supreme Court is going to decide whether private property shall remain private or whether the government has the right to take that property under eminent domain to use it for some, quote, greater public good, unquote. Where does that come from? By the Communist Manifesto. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we are a nation of serfs. We are a nation of slaves, and I think most people really do like it. In fact, they do. I had a friend who told me this, you know, not too many years ago, and you know, he was telling me about some of his relatives and how they had come from another country, and they had come here, and one of the first things they did was they went to the government. They went to the government for help. For assistance. And I said, now, you mean to tell me with all of that government assistance and the rules and regulations that come with it, you mean to tell me they're not opposed to any of this? These people are happy? And he said, you're darn tootin' they are. I said, how could they be? Well, he said, they value security over freedom. And they love it. They absolutely love it. Just like the pigs. No, you don't have to play the sound effects ball. Just like the pigs in Animal Farm, the people love being taken care of. And that's what we've become. A nation of welfareites, where the government makes us well and we pay the fare and don't realize it. It reminds me of the story of the hunter who got lost in the forest with his dog. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but listen carefully, gents and ladies. This hunter got lost in the forest, and his dog got weary as well. In desperation, he whacked off his dog's tail, put it on a skillet, and ate part of it. Gave the rest to his dog. And his dog actually licked his master's hands in gratitude. That's the story of public assistance and federal aid. The government takes our body parts, puts them on a skillet, gives us some back, and we say, thank you, master. Thank you, big brother. Thank you, government. Isn't that what we say? Sure it is. So what posterity are we leaving our children and our grandchildren? Thank God I don't have children. I'm really thanking the Lord for that. I wouldn't want to see them grow up in this kind of world and this kind of nation today, what we've become. Loading them with this debt, this incredible debt, to the tune of trillions of dollars of total debt in this country. Debt that will never be repaid. You know it, and I know it. And now we've got this commissioner of the IRS, this arrogant man, Mark Everson, who late last November said, quote, all you have to do is tell us where you are, you taxpayers. If we owe you money, we'd like to come and give it to you. That's what Mr. Everson said. All you have to do is tell us and we'll bring it to your door. We don't want to cheat you and we don't want you to cheat us, says Mr. Everson. He said more than 2,600 Arizonans are owed federal income tax refund checks, but the Internal Revenue Service can't deliver them. Can't do it. A report from the Staten Island, published on the same day, November 23rd of last year, garbed the tax collector in the mantle of the beloved Saint Nick. After making a list and checking it twice, the Internal Revenue Service is searching for a small group of not naughty, but nice Staten Islanders who paid their 2003 income taxes but got coal in their stockings instead of refund checks. Well, don't fall for it. Don't believe the IRS is more gentle today, a kinder and gentler agency, despite the so-called reforms that were passed by Congress when you expressed your outrage a few years ago. In fact, NBC News tonight did a report on this. and basically showed and made you have the impression that, well, the problem is the IRS bent over backward, became too civil, too nice, and so collections are down. How do you like that? 800-313-9443 is my number on Republic Broadcasting Network, right here with Rick Adams, your radio avenger, uncensored, Radio Free America. 800-313-9443. Hello, Jimmy in Texas. How are you?
Hey, Rick, how's it going?
All right, I'm doing well, thank you. A little angry, yeah, but I'm well.
I just wanted to let you know that today, it's interesting, the title of your show is what it is, or the topic of your show is what it is, because I received a letter from my congressman trying to answer six simple questions that I had sent him regarding the application of the federal income tax.
Yes.
And how to determine taxable income according to Section 861.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so kind as to send back a Congressional Research Service report for Congress that has about 23 sections in it. Not one of them really answers my questions specifically, but it does have one section in here stating that you don't need to look at Section 861, basically because you just don't need to, regardless of what Section 861 and the corresponding regulations in the Code of Federal Regulations tell you to do. They say that you don't need to because you don't need to.
Yeah.
Wasn't very helpful.
No. Well, you know, you don't expect much help from your Congress people, unfortunately. I had the same experience here recently with this young twerp, little Patrick J. Kennedy, the son of Ted Kennedy, who's a Congress boy here in Rhode Island. I also called his office, and I demanded 2 months ago to see a copy of the bill that was passed in the House in which he voted against, having to do with Real ID and immigration, okay? H.R. 4018. Well, what do you think he did? After 2 months, wrote me a letter, didn't answer my question, didn't send me a copy of the bill. All he did was tell me why he voted against the bill. And he voted against it for the wrong reasons, because he's afraid that we might be mistreating some of these drug-pushing dealers that are coming over the border, these undocumented workers, as he calls them. How do you like that, Mr. Kennedy? This is the brain power, collectively, of the Congress of the United States. Huh? Incredible,
yeah,
isn't it, Jimmy?
It's pretty sad that that's what we've come to expect. You know, I only went through the motions and sent him the letter just so that I can say, you know, I asked, and this was the response that I got. I didn't really expect to get anything, so I guess the fact that they even acknowledged the receipt of my letter is a plus. But, you know, I think everyone listening to your show needs to go out there to www.861.info. And watch the presentation. It's maybe about an hour long on taxable income. And, you know, people need to sit there and think about it, that all these items of income that they find under subchapter B, you know, your wages, your salaries, your rents, your dividends, all those things, those are items. So what are the taxable sources for those items to come from?
Mm-hmm.
And no one will answer the question. No one will tell you what the taxable sources are.
No, absolutely.
Everything's taxable. Everything's
absolutely
taxable source.
Well, they peddle that myth, that continual myth about income being the basis of taxation. And they don't define income.
Well,
they
don't define it
legally.
They don't define that. And what's even worse is it says the tax is imposed on taxable income, but every response you get is about gross income.
That's
and
right.
They can't let go of, I'm not asking about gross income. I'm asking about something higher than that. It has to be taxable before it can be gross. Is that not true?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and
it couldn't
be
gross income if the income was never taxable to begin with.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Well, you know, the whole system, the whole corrupt system we have in America today, the court system particularly, is structured over getting paid. These judges feel a special interest and allegiance to taxation, don't they?
I mean, understand why, because their positions are pretty much secure regardless of where the revenues come from. You know, what difference does it make to them if the money they're being paid with is coming from a gas tax or a duty or
an
income?
Think about this, Jimmy. What if we had an honest judge, an honest jurist, who said, as a couple have tried to, that you cannot have an income tax without violating the Bill of Rights. The income tax and the way it's enforced by necessity is a violation of our constitutional protections. Do you know what would happen if, in fact, they declared the income tax to be illegal and unconstitutionally administered?
I have
what
an
would
idea
happen?
Of what might happen.
Huh?
I have an idea of what might happen.
Yeah, the whole system, the whole deck of cards would come crashing down. And that's why we have a corrupt judiciary today, because they don't look at the principles or the issues before them. They look at what's practical. It's called judicial equity. This is what we are up against.
Well, I'm afraid, Rick, it would take more than one judge, because if one judge does it, they'll just, you know, snuff them out. You need probably a handful or more judges to all agree and say the same thing. Like if you had one court of appeals or something that every judge ruled unanimously against it, that would be one thing. But just a couple of them standing up, they're probably, you know, unfortunately, they're probably going to lose their life if they do that.
Well, one of them went to jail a while back. They snuffed him out because he was starting to take a case against the government agents and starting to take the taxpayer and giving them a fair shake, Judge Claiborne out there in the Southwest. He went to jail himself. They broke into his apartment. They set him up with tax fraud documents, and they convicted him. You know, this happens. This happens to people who are good, who are in the system. Not everyone is bad.
Are you...
Okay, thanks for your call, Jimmy.
Hey,
appreciate it. All right, let's go to Ron in Texas, too. Hi, you're on the program with Rick Adams.
Hey, Rick Adams, man, I just love you. You've got good-sized cojones. I really enjoy that a lot.
Well, I appreciate your use of diplomatic language, sir.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. When I first heard you, I said, this guy is somebody I can relate to, and
mm-hmm.
we got
mm-hmm.
better and stronger.
Oh, I try to tell it like it is, you know?
I know. I just love it. You know, it's very interesting that you should talk to you about the scared public, because I just got off the phone just before I clicked you over on the internet with a friend friend, business associate friend. We talk about guns a lot, et cetera.
Yeah.
And my position, of course, is, you know, nobody's going to take my arms. It's just not going to happen.
Uh-huh.
And he had sent a picture over of something, a rifle he was interested in. I said, that looks like a good FEMA plinker if they ever try to come after me. And so he gave me a desperate call today. He said, I've got to talk to you quickly. He said, that's very dangerous talk.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, people are so dumbed down today, so frightened, so unaware, so robotized to the system that any talk of defending America the way it was started, they shriek and run away. They're frightened.
They're terribly frightened.
Terrified.
And what, you know, I have a newsletter and I have a website and I do some web broadcasting, et cetera. And every so often I say to myself, as I'm sure you have at times, Jesus, when is somebody going to finally get it, you know, in that area? But the thing is, I've got to remember that during the revolution, there weren't that many people that were really active in the revolution anyway.
Only
and
3%.
Pardon me?
Only 3%.
Only 3%. By the way, well, I don't know if your sales background or anything, but the 80-20 rule, you take 80-20 two times, it's about 4%. And that's generally what happens with people, how many people get truly involved in anything, about 3-4%. So anyway, I'm just really glad you brought that up because as I hung up the phone with him, I just shook my head, took him off my email list, and I said, you know what? You got to do it the way the multi-level marketers do it. You just sort. You look for people that pop up when they respond to something. You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, the American public today, as long as they think they can get something back from the government, some of their own income, like I say, the dog and the hunter and the fox, they think the government can do something for them. They will not protest the level of theft through taxation. That's the reality, my friend Ron.
I know, and the nice thing about it, the nice thing about being about not being defiant with people, right, with government, but being strong and outspoken toward that. So Alex Jones is a good one in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I know Alex pretty well. He knows how to handle himself, and government will back down. It just will.
Down when we speak up, and we're not going to be run over like other peoples across the planet.
You betcha.
We have to stand up.
You betcha.
Thanks again
for
your call.
Thanks so much for being around.
Okay, bye-bye now. Good for talking, as they say. Hey, you can live pain-free and without any inflammation thanks to our great guest on this program, Dr. Cass Ingram, and his new incredible discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis and other degenerative diseases and agonizing pain. All of that gone. To order this amazing new product, call 800- 243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Give them a call tomorrow. Order InflaEase today. It's the natural answer for inflammation. Again, 800-243-5242. Wow, what a night, huh? We're talking about the Infernal Revenue Service, Big Brother, government out of control, and George Bush, the emperor with no clothes, all in one broadcast. How's that? Talking about tyranny. And the IRS is a tyranny for all of us. We are frightened to death of it, aren't we? Collectively as a people, yet they are nothing but a paper tiger. If the American people en masse decide we're not going to pay extortion anymore to the government, there's not a thing the government can do about it. We'll be right back with more of your calls on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years of sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can sweep and dance and play.
Well, 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 boy, that sums it up pretty well, doesn't it? What have we done to our own people, to our own generations, and generations not yet grown up? Oh, my. Can God forgive us? I don't know. I don't know. I'm not God. I know I wouldn't. But as we've been learning tonight from our callers, there is a lot of anger out there, a lot of frustration, and the government is well aware of it. And that's why they have these nice little camps for us, just in case we get too out of line, you know, with all of our troops going overseas and more expected to follow with some of the legislation being proposed to reinitiate the draft. Well, after all, we can always count on those Russian and Chinese and other troops that are in the area, in our own country, by the way, performing military exercises to take care of those who get out of line, huh? Well, that's why the Second Amendment is so important, you see. The Second Amendment and the First go hand in glove. Freedom from oppression. Freedom of religion. That's why they came here. Freedom to worship God. And now the state has become God. Well, that Second Amendment means that you can't trod on any of those God-given rights. You can't tread on them. You can't rule over them. But only a moral people, a spiritually minded, God-fearing, state-fearing people can make those amendments and that Bill of Rights meaningful. It means nothing without that. And that's exactly what the framers said. They warned us, you won't last very long as a republic before you become a democracy. And then you become a warmongering, imperialistic nation. The new Pax Americana, huh? My goodness, what a heavy thought. But that's what we're approaching, you see. We're approaching that time. And April 15th is the end of the week. See, they just moved April Fool's Day from April 1st to April 15th. And now we've got this big government disguised as freedom coming into all quarters of our lives. Here in Rhode Island, we've got the so-called gay marriage bill being debated this week. Can you imagine gay marriage? That's like hot ice, cold sun, cold heat. Impossible. Nonsensical. You're right. But that's the level of stupidity and inanity which we have unfortunately descended to. As society grows weaker and weaker, intellectually, morally, spiritually, we become enslaved. And that's why we have the IRS. It's an answer to our depravity, ladies and gentlemen, our depravity for making God the state rather than God our God. From Heavy Thoughts, only here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Tomorrow night, we'll have on the good father, Father O'Connor, from the Catholic faith, a very traditional conservative, and his new video, The Annihilation of America Under Zionist Occupation. You don't want to miss it. Much more coming this week. Our toll-free number, you know what it is. Keep it in mind, 800-313-9443. We go to bed now, basically, as we're ending the program. See you tomorrow night, Rick Adams. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.